it's exceptional to have good trained up medics and to go and pick up a minor casualties and serious casualties. 9 times out of 10 cases, we actually land on the LP and we can get the casualty then. But recently we had an actual real-time stretcher casualty where we actually had to winch the medic down into a small confined winch hole, which was unrecked. We then left him down here to deal with the casualty. We came back into the winch hole and recovered the winch medic and the stretcher casualty into the aircraft.
Lance Corporal Bim Limbu rescued the badly hurt student.
When you go down on the winch, because of the wind, you start spinning and then it will feel like you're going on the roller coaster. There's no landing point for the helicopter, so I have to do the life wings to extract the casualty and take him to the nearest facility for his treatment. When you lower down, you need to constantly look at the ground, how far you are going to drop down and where is the dropping point. You need to check out for that, and then you need to check for the hazard as well, like tree branches, because of the wind hole is too small, the tree branches is coming from the sides, so you need to look for that as well.
Newly arrived from Cyprus, Lance Corporal Kyle Hoy has been undergoing his training, which has included basic ground school and technique before first winching over the garrison sports pitch. The medics then progressed to much smaller winch holes in the jungle, culminating in a live night winch. So what has been his highlight so far?
Actually getting winched out, doing the winch power drill, which was basically suspended in midair and helicopter flies around to reposition. Good experience, exhilarating, bit of adrenaline rush. It's a different experience doing medical work on the ground. Doing medical work in the airframe is completely different.
Because you are, in effect, responsible for that casualty from the moment you put them into the winch and bring them back up till you deliver them to hospital.
Yeah, pretty much. Flying time could take anything up to 20 minutes, so, and the casualty's condition could actually change throughout the flight, so you need to start working on them.
For Corporal Jay Vorster, the chance to work as a winch medic is one she will not forget in a hurry.
We are kept very busy. We carry a duty phone 24 hours, 7 days a week. It provides a bit of variety to our careers and it's good experience. I absolutely hate heights. However, it's part of the job and it's such an amazing thing to be able to be a winch medic. So you just put all that aside and you try and get on with the job.
And how does that feel when you're doing it actually at night when it's pitch black?
It can be quite daunting. It's so dark that you don't see anything. Again, you have faith in the people behind the equipment and the pilots flying the helicopter, so you just get on with it and put your fears aside.
Because you know there's somebody down there that needs your help.
Yes, true.